The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Chinese artist Qi Baishu has set a new record with a set of his landscapes selling for 931.5 million yuan, or 140 million US dollars, at a Beijing auction. The amount paid for the ink wash paintings that were completed in 1925 by the Hunan-born artist, who was most commonly known for his calligraphy and brush painting, was the most money ever paid for the work of a Chinese artist. Chao Shu, executive director of the Beijing Poly International Auction, said the $140 million sale makes Qi one of the world's most valued Chinese artists, whose works now command prices on par with the likes of Andy Warhol and Pablo Picasso. Executive Director Chao Shu.
It has been in the hands of private collectors and not open to the public, so it is not easy to put it on auction. Moreover, each painting depicts the artist's hometown. Thus, it is Qi's most important and biggest works.
Chinese art is primarily bought and sold within the country, and much of it includes Chinese painting and calligraphy. The sale was made at Poly Auction Beijing, a leading state-owned auction house in China. Poly Auction has refused to reveal the buyer's identity. Preliminary work has begun on India's first undersea tunnel, one that will provide a route for the proposed Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train, as well as an economic push for Japan into the Indian economy. Achal Khare, the managing director of the National High-Speed Rail Corporation, which is heading the project, says completion of the tunnel, which will be constructed 25 to 40 meters under the seabed, is scheduled for August 15, 2022. While 7 kilometers of the tunnel is under Thane Creek, 1.8 kilometers will be under the sea. The rest will go under the mangroves marshlands on either side of the creek, according to corporation officials. The project's likely to cost almost $17 billion. Of that, Japan is providing 81% of the funding for the $16.9 billion project. The project will strengthen economic ties between the two countries and help to counterbalance China's growing influence in the region. The bullet train is expected to reduce travel time between the two cities from 8 hours to just about 3 hours. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.